Florida Citrus Mutual CEO Mike Sparks discusses recent state legislative funding that will keep a research center in Immokalee operating and also keep HLB research moving forward.
The 2014 legislative session just ended, and Florida Citrus again this year fared very well. In particular, the research station in Immokalee was critically important. They hired a new director, Dr. Calvin Arnold, who's not new to the industry. And so the whole industry, of course, is excited about his appointment. The problem was, of course, that his funding base, as we walked into the legislative session, was zero. So we were on warp speed to get adequate funds for this year, and then we'll seek reoccurring and increased funds in the future. And it is true, our wish list, if you were, that the dream was to secure $4.9 million additional dollars. We were very fortunate, could not be happier that it was $2 million. Now, I know the listeners will hear, well, what a reduction. But the fact that those dollars, the request, was not in the original IFAS budget or University of Florida just shows that the work that the citrus industry can do to secure those funds. Cannot say enough good things about the grass effort, if you will, from the citrus growers in the southwest part of the citrus producing state. They did a tremendous job. The other ag institutions were there as well.
Is this enough money to keep the center going pretty much as it is currently?
Actually, when you talk to Calvin Arnold, you'll find that answer is yes, it is. In fact, they're also pleased. It's more than their minimal base budget, but does not fund any major capital improvements. At the end of the day, I think we were well served, the research station well served, and it sets us in an excellent position to showcase the effort and seek it. Incremental dollars in the future.
You want to talk a little bit about general research funding?
Well, I think general research funding would be next in order. We also were pleased, $3.5 million set aside that would be available July 1 for our scientific and research activities under the Citrus Research and Development Foundation. Those dollars are certainly needed. It provides a transition, if you will, of funds, make sure our research projects continue till the serious dollars from the Farm Bill are available. We're so happy with the pledge from USDA and in the federal appropriations, but those are huge dollars, and it will take time to get that research allocated and those funds available. So the state of Florida, coupled with the grower's tax, coupled with probably still a need for some level of funding from the Department of Citrus, will provide this year's dollars and transition us on the research until the federal dollars become available.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.